everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it. All right, welcome back. Strong triple-digit gains quickly offset early mixed trade today seen across the livestock market. October lean hog futures limited higher, which helped to spark additional underlying support. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 69 points higher. NASDAQ up 5 points. In live cattle, triple-digit gains quickly developed in live cattle futures, with traders looking for increased buyer support seen throughout the overall complex. This move has pushed front-month contracts firmly higher, although the main focus is based on December contracts, which traded more than $1.50 per hundredweight higher. Cash cattle markets remain at a standstill with very little interest shown by packers or feeders at this point. Bids and asking prices silent today, while active trade may not be seen until the second half of the week. Beef cutouts today were $1.19 higher in select and up $1.33 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 56 total loads reported. In feeder cattle, strong triple-digit gains quickly moved into the feeder cattle trade today. The light to moderate support seen in the early session has given way to gains of $2 per hundredweight. This overall support in the complex continued to draw increased market support to the complex as traders focused on the longer-term market expectations through the 2018 year. October and November futures held $2.35 and $2.85 per hundredweight gains, respectively, helping to bring additional commercial support to the entire complex. Grain futures today were mixed but tried to firm after a range-bound overnight session. Corn prices were down a little after trading in a 2-cent range overnight. December futures had support around 3.48 today after they failed to hold its 25-day moving average yesterday. Soybeans were a little lower after they held a dip near chart support overnight. November futures, though, broke below major moving averages on Monday's break. Finally, wheat prices edged higher this morning but kept all three markets to inside days in quiet trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.